Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot, director of Paws and More Animal Shelter in Washington, about an ongoing fundraiser.
Paws and More has a special fundraiser that's ongoing for people who own cats in the area. Can you share what this is?
Of course. We are excited to share with the community that you can buy our cat litter. And the reason we're hoping the community will get excited about this opportunity is because it's a pine pellet litter. It's a little unique and different from what is standard and on the market these days for your clay or scoopable litter. It's a pine pellet, and it's very, very affordable, and it's also dust-free. It's 40 pounds for $14, and it's a great opportunity to help the shelter fundraise as well.
And if people want to make a purchase so they get a bag and the shelter gets a bag, how do they do that? Do they need to bring in a bag and get it filled, or is it prepackaged?
It's all prepackaged. You just call or stop by, and it just takes a couple minutes, and we can give you a bag, just like you'd walk into any store and purchase a bag or an item.
And with this product, how does it compare to that traditional litter?
This product, we feel, is definitely superior. And anyone who has ever visited Paws and More, I think, can say and agree that the shelter does not have a strong odor. And when you house a lot of cats, it's very difficult to manage that odor, even when you are cleaning well. And so this product is amazing because of the odor control. It's so absorbing that it really helps eliminate the urine smell. It's also a dust-free product, and it is a biodegradable product. And pine is naturally kind of attractive to cats. So all those processed, perfumed, and other standard types of routine litter that's used, those are not attractive to cats typically. This is a more natural, effective, kind of attractive product for them to use. And the other benefit to this product is it's very clean. It does not leave a residue or track across your floor like other litter does as well.
And in addition to that, are there other ways that people can continue to help the shelter?
Well, we always accept donations of old towels, blankets, dog toys, cat toys, items you might have around your house. Even cardboard boxes are great enrichment items for our cats to play in. And monetary donations, of course, to help with our medical expenses. You can go to our website, which is pawsandmorewashington.org, and you can donate through our PayPal if you're not able to mail a check-in or stop by. But there are a lot of ways to help the shelter.
And with the pandemic continuing, are there limited hours for the shelter if people want to adopt an animal?
We have the same business hours. We switched to our winter hours for 12 to 4. We're no longer open until 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but otherwise we are scheduling adoptions by appointment as much as possible. So we encourage people just to give us a call or email us if they are interested in adopting a specific animal, and we'll schedule a time for them to do a meet and greet.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Paws and More Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot talking about an ongoing fundraiser and ways that people can help support the shelter. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.